You are going to listen to an interview about learning abilities. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to this month's feature of our radio show, Amazing News, which, as all of you dedicated listeners know, tries to stay up to date with current topics and developments. This time, we are discussing our amazing ability to learn. With me is Dr. Thomas Scott, who conducts theoretical research at Coleman's Institute, where he has been making astonishing discoveries about learning and memory. May I welcome you to this show, Dr. Scott.
Why, thank you for inviting me to join you today. It's always a pleasure to present our latest findings to a broader public.
We are happy to have you here. Now, would you like to start us off by giving us an idea of what exactly you are doing at Coleman's Institute and what you have discovered as a result?
Of course. Well, I would really see our research as groundbreaking because what we are doing might soon change everything we thought we knew about the way we acquire knowledge. We see a very real possibility to restructure society's ideas about learning due to the fact that right now we are working on techniques to impart knowledge on a brain without it being aware of this process. The realization of this project lies far ahead in the future, but is becoming more realistic with every day that passes. Right now, the employees at Coleman's Institute carry out a series of experiments during which we run tests focusing on our participants' learning capabilities and whether they differ in various parts of their brains. Learning is a very complex process, which is influenced by many specific factors, and during which our brains can be entirely rebuilt. What and how we learn determines which areas in our brains are activated and where, as well as for how long information is stored. This, in turn, has an impact on how easily we can connect individual pieces of information to form larger blocks. Those blocks form patterns in our minds and can be used to develop and change our knowledge of the world in general. The more knowledge we acquire, the more likely it is that our brain increases its learning ability. Of course, there are factors influencing the efficiency with which we are learning. In contrary to what we thought all along, our environment might pose the biggest harm to our learning capabilities. Not only do we see increasing proof for the fact that certain kinds of pollution impact our learning skills in a negative way, we have also seen evidence that the abundance of noise and light in our world lead to a decrease in the brain's functions. As a logical conclusion, our surroundings might actually decrease our IQ as well. Now, this, of course, does not imply that all of us should now react by moving out of the cities to camp out in the desert in order to avoid the dangers of a modern environment. It does, however, point towards the possibility of very real dangers, such as radiation from all types of technical devices. We have absolutely no conclusive knowledge about what the increase in electromagnetic radiation might do to our bodies and minds. While they might be entirely harmless, we won't be certain of this fact for at least another 2 decades, when we'll finally be able to observe long-term effects. While up to now, generations of scientists have seen the solution to any learning problem in technical developments, we now believe that the answer lies in nature itself. Our brain seems to be the organ that adapts most easily to changing conditions, so there is reason to believe that we could coax it to learning by causing it to adapt to new knowledge. The next few years promise to be an exciting time for any researcher and scientist working in this area.
This has been absolutely fascinating. Now, would you like...
Welcome to this month's feature of our radio show, Amazing News, which, as all of you dedicated listeners know, tries to stay up to date with current topics and developments. This time, we are discussing our amazing ability to learn. With me is Dr. Thomas Scott, who conducts theoretical research at Coleman's Institute, where he has been making astonishing discoveries about learning and memory. May I welcome you to this show, Dr. Scott.
Why, thank you for inviting me to join you today. It's always a pleasure to present our latest findings to a broader public.
We are happy to have you here. Now, would you like to start us off by giving us an idea of what exactly you are doing at Coleman's Institute and what you have discovered as a result?
Of course. Well, I would really see our research as groundbreaking because what we are doing might soon change everything we thought we knew about the way we acquire knowledge. We see a very real possibility to restructure society's ideas about learning due to the fact that right now we are working on techniques to impart knowledge on a brain without it being aware of this process. The realization of this project lies far ahead in the future, but is becoming more realistic with every day that passes. Right now, the employees at Coleman's Institute carry out a series of experiments during which we run tests focusing on our participants' learning capabilities and whether they differ in various parts of their brains. Learning is a very complex process, which is influenced by many specific factors, and during which our brains can be entirely rebuilt. What and how we learn determines which areas in our brains are activated and where, as well as for how long information is stored. This, in turn, has an impact on how easily we can connect individual pieces of information to form larger blocks. Those blocks form patterns in our minds and can be used to develop and change our knowledge of the world in general. The more knowledge we acquire, the more likely it is that our brain increases its learning ability. Of course, there are factors influencing the efficiency with which we are learning. In contrary to what we thought all along, our environment might pose the biggest harm to our learning capabilities. Not only do we see increasing proof for the fact that certain kinds of pollution impact our learning skills in a negative way, we have also seen evidence that the abundance of noise and light in our world lead to a decrease in the brain's functions. As a logical conclusion, our surroundings might actually decrease our IQ as well. Now, This, of course, does not imply that all of us should now react by moving out of the cities to camp out in the desert in order to avoid the dangers of a modern environment. It does, however, point towards the possibility of very real dangers, such as radiation from all types of technical devices. We have absolutely no conclusive knowledge about what the increase in electromagnetic radiation might do to our bodies and minds. While they might be entirely harmless, we won't be certain of this fact for at least another two decades, when we'll finally be able to observe long-term effects. While up to now, generations of scientists have seen the solution to any learning problem in technical developments, we now believe that the answer lies in nature itself. Our brain seems to be the organ that adapts most easily to changing conditions, so there is reason to believe that we could coax it to learning by causing it to adapt to new knowledge. The next few years promise to be an exciting time for any researcher and scientist working in this area.
This has been absolutely fascinating. Now, would you like...